Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the easiest ways for you to be able to donate $25 is to text K-Cancer to 20222. $25 donation right away. And with us here at Fenway Park, Eric Ritchie of PBD, who has dealt with kidney cancer, and Dr. Brad McGregor. Man, this is a tough one. How do you say it?
You're not going to try it.
I'm not even going to try. Wow. Right. No, I think it's genitourinary.
That's correct.
Oncology. Look at that. How about
that?
Wow,
look at the big brain on Greg.
Yeah, well, phonetic pronunciations got left out of this one. It tells me it's Richie.
Yes.
But, you know, interuterine or whatever, I got no idea. So
you did a good job.
Eric, tell us a little bit about your story.
So back in December of 2016, I was diagnosed with kidney cancer. 3 weeks later, I was at another major hospital having surgery for about 9 hours. About a month later, I got to meet Dr. McGregor and his team, and I fell in love with Dana-Farber and the team and the trial they had me on. And I walked out of there. I'll never forget. I walked out of that day with my wife going, I'm going to be okay right now. We're going to make it.
Wow.
First, I was really nervous, but after meeting with the team, I felt great.
Rewind, 9 hour surgery?
Yes.
How do you even prepare for something like that? Is it more of a mental obstacle, physical? That is insane.
It's a lot of praying, a lot of faith, and just getting myself ready and knew I had to do it if I wanted to stay where I am right now, and it paid off. Mm.
Dr. McGregor, once again, we have another patient who said, trial. I went into a trial, and it saved me. It really drives home why all of these funds are so important to the Jimmy Fund, because it's been day after day now, and for me, 2 years of doing this, and Rich, a couple years, where we hear people sit down and say, the trial ended up saving me. It's really amazing.
No, absolutely. I remember when I met Eric, and I remember talking to him that day. I'm like, listen, we have lots of ways to treat this cancer, but it's very difficult, if not impossible, to cure it. But we have these trials that are out there, and so we put them on a trial. And I think I was wrong. And I mean, this is what these trials do, you know? With these trials, with these new therapies, what we thought was impossible 6 years ago is now possible. And so this trial allowed him to get the treatment that now is a standard of care today. He got it 6 years ago.
So it's turned into a standard of care now.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And Eric, what was the response and support like from your family when this happened?
Family was unbelievable. My wife is so great. She's so supportive. My my children are really good, especially my older daughter. She's a nurse in the city of Boston. So she was able to work with me and help me read all my patient gateways and everything. And just my job alone, too, they really were supportive. The guys I work with and everything up in the police department, they were phenomenal.
Where you work at? Where are you at?
So I'm a police officer in the city of Peabody.
Wow.
Yep.
Holy cow. So Dr. McGregor, I see here, because in the world of sports radio, the lists are everything. Top 10 list, top 5 list, top this list, whatever. But this one, kidney cancer is the 6th most common cancer for men and the 9th most common for women, yet it doesn't seem we hear about it very much.
That's true. I mean, kidney cancer is certainly something that's out there. The funding for research for kidney cancer is nowhere near that for other cancers. And this is something that we're trying to improve through different avenues that we have available to us right now.
Now, I know that one of the things here that says the average age of people when they're diagnosed is 64. Is that almost too late? Did that lead to you saying, hey, without the trial is now showing that maybe this cancer is beatable? How much does age factor into potential success in terms of being cured?
So I think, that's a great question. We don't know. I mean, what we do know overall is that the treatments work independent of age. So age alone shouldn't say, hey, we shouldn't try this or not try this. Obviously, when you're young and healthy, like Eric was, like we're able to be fully aggressive. We don't have to worry about as many of the side effects of the chemo because we know he can take it. And so in his situation, he got this immunotherapy, and we were able to harness his immune system to attack the cancer, right? So as opposed to giving a drug which goes in there and says, hey, we're going to go and attack the cancer, what we did is say, hey, cancer shouldn't be there. let's block these interactions. And this is based on drugs that were developed at Dana-Farber. And let's block interactions between the immune system and the cancer so that his immune system could recognize the cancer. And even though he stopped therapy, his immune system is still attacking that cancer and keeping it away.
Wow. And Eric, just to go back to the very beginning, it was just regular back pain? Is that what caused you to think something was up?
Just regular back pain. Yeah. I actually thought I had kidney stones, and my wife forced me to go to my my primary care doctor. And that day they sent me for a CAT scan, and It just rotated really quick. Thank God everything went quick. They didn't mess around. And this is why I'm here
Third
today.
Story in 2 days where the wife forced the husband to go to the doctors. That seems like a pretty common story, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously. I mean, I think in kidney cancer specifically, a lot of time it's found because we don't have any specific symptoms. Overall, it's found because you get a scan for something else and you find something there. But absolutely.
Eric, how are you today?
Doing great. I'm still working. I'm now in the schools. I have a comfort dog assigned to me. I work in the elementary schools with the kids, having a blast.
Is that for you or the kids or both?
For both. It's absolutely for both.
Because if I can find a way to walk around, Rich and I are dog guys.
Dogs.
If we could roam around with our dogs all the time,
what kind
I think
of dog
we
is
would.
It?
Yeah.
So I have an English lab that's 7 months old. I named it after a little girl from the city of Peabody named Ella, who unfortunately passed away at 4 years old from brain cancer. So this was the thing when they came to me, I thought, if I'm going to take the dog, I'm going to name it after something for the community and to keep her memory going. We have Ella's Army's on my police cruiser for pediatric cancer. It's just it's a beautiful thing to support the city of Peabody gives us.
Well, great that you're doing awesome work with the kids as well. Eric Ritchie and Dr. Brad McGregor from Dana-Farber. Gentlemen, thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks for cluing us in. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. I just also like to make a donation from the Peabody Police Patrolman Union.
Absolutely. Excellent. No, what do we have here?
We have a $1,000 check for them.
Nice.
And awesome.
Put it on the board.
Yeah, I love it.
And I have an $8,000 check for the Essex County Chiefs of Police.
Wow.
Also gave me that today.
So $9,000.
Awesome.
Look at that. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Great job out
this.
Of all
thank
you guys
you
out
much.
There. No, very well done. Yep. Gentlemen, thank you. And
protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.